Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, here's an unbelievable dust-up over the Capitol Police that even I found hard to believe. You know, the Capitol Police have a separate allocation in the budget for salaries and for other things. And, you know, they put up these barriers when they have to and all that. That takes money. Workmen have to set it up. Somebody's got to get paid. The Republicans are trying to stop allocations to the Capitol Police, who are running low on funds in their allocated budget, even though the Capitol Police protect them. Here's the deal. Here are the numbers. The Democrats in the House, they had to do it in the House because the Republicans wouldn't go along with it, passed a budget of $1.9 billion. For security around the Capitol, including salaries to Capitol Police, physical fortifications, and so on. The Republicans have countered with a third of that, about $632 million, which will require very likely layoffs and impairment, frankly, of the security around the Capitol. And the Republicans in the Senate have said they'll filibuster if the Democrats want the full allocation for the Capitol Police. And Manchin Sinema won't vote to bust the filibuster for that individual piece of legislation, just as they won't vote to bust the filibuster on voting rights, even though the voting rights bill is necessitated by non-bipartisan actions of Republican state legislatures. They insist they want Moscow Mitch to go along with them. They're lying, frankly, because they know Moscow Mitch is not going along with them. So what do we do? I think what's happening is the Republicans have donors who will provide private security for the leadership over and above what's necessary or what's affordable in the Capitol. And I don't think they care about the Marjorie Taylor Greens or the Lauren Boberts. They're expendable, they're cannon fire, they're clowns, they're useful clowns. If somebody bumps them off, some nut, they don't care. I care. I don't want anybody bumped off. I want security. I want Capitol Police officers paid. I want them paid. Why shouldn't they be paid? The 130 of them that got severely beaten, injured in the insurrection, some of them are still on disability. That disability should be paid. It should be paid. Why should the Republicans be permitted to chop two-thirds of the allocation off, knowing it'll result in layoffs, knowing it'll result in salary freezes or worse, for the Capitol Police? They wouldn't even vote to thank the Capitol Police. Pelosi put in a resolution, thank you for defending us. They wouldn't vote for it. They wouldn't vote for it. Kevin McCarthy said that they were good people that were in the insurrection. They want to publicly identify the officer who fired his weapon to save the congressman's lives, hit Ashley Babbitt. She died. Very sad, really was very sad, but he was absolutely right to do it, to stop their breaking in and murdering congressmen. What do you think they would have done to congressmen if they got a hold of them? Look what they did to police officers. They beat them, stabbed them with poles, beat them with truncheons, beat them up. You do that to 60-year-old women, 60, 70-year-old guys, skinny guys, and they beat them to death. The Republican Party is a sedition party. Not all of them, not Liz Cheney, not Mitt Romney, not Adam Kinzinger, whom I like quite a bit. Represents the Rockford, Illinois area. If you're around the Janesville, Beloit area, he's the congressman just to the south. He stands up against Trump. The rest of them don't. So the Capitol Police, right now, they're not going to have a budget to pay their salaries, their disability, and everything else. Not fully. And this is the crowd that also wouldn't vote to even thank them for saving them, saving their worthless butts. They wouldn't even thank them. would not thank them. Okay, I get frosted even talking about this, even thinking about this, even thinking about it. Go to California, that should be more pleasant. What? Wait a minute, it's not pleasant. What happened in California? Unbelievable. Gavin Newsom, the governor, is up for recall. There is an obscure law in California, but lawyers are hired to know the law, that says that when you are recalled as a governor and you issue your response, within 7 days, you have to designate the party you want to appear on the recall ballot. And the lawyer that filed this for Gavin Newsom didn't realize that and just put down Gavin Newsom, didn't put Democrat. So Gavin Newsom's name is on the recall ballot as just Gavin Newsom. Now, he is the governor. They should know who he is. You and I know who he is. But there's a lot of people out there going to walk in angry at the Republicans are ginning up this recall, and they're going to look for the Democrat, and they're not going to see one. So Gavin Newsom brought suit and technically involved the Secretary of State in the lawsuit because she supervised this stuff, but she was his appointee and was on his side, and she said, I absolutely think that this is a trivial regulation and that it should be listed as Gavin Newsom Democrat. The judge just issued a ruling, said no. The law is the law. Now, the lawyers for Newsom made a good point. There is another Supreme Court opinion in California, California Supreme Court, that says that really non-essential technicalities of election law should not be observed if they will do damage. In this case, they said the right to information of the electorate is important. And Gavin Newsom is a Democrat. They should know that. It should not be concealed from them. So the technicality of whether or not he listed it within 7 days as opposed to beyond the 7 days is irrelevant. The election is until September 14. September 14, 2 months away. And this has been going on for a while. They tried to amend it. If I were a judge, I would say, I will enforce the law. Gavin Newsom screwed up, didn't put down Democrat. But Gavin Newsom is not the only individual with rights at stake here. Other people with rights at stake are what? Millions of California voters who are entitled to full information of their candidates. And they're going to see about seven people as Republicans, including Caitlyn Jenner and this one and that one. And they're going to see, oh, Gavin Newsom. Who's he? Well, I know who he is, and a lot of people out there know who he is. But there are a lot of people who are going to look at the sample ballot and say, I don't see a Democrat on here, and they're just not going to vote. It's going to hold down turnout. That was a wrong decision. I think it should be appealed. And I think that the interest involved are the interests of millions of voters who have the right to full information. And this is a very trivial matter. He didn't do it within 7 days, but he did it beyond that. Okay, plenty of time to print the ballots. No harm, no foul. And you're not doing it for Gavin Newsom. You're doing it for the full information to the electorate. That's extremely important. So stay tuned. I hope that that is what occurs. And if it does not occur, there's still the high likelihood Gavin Newsom will survive this, but we did not need this little wrinkle. Coming to the end of the show, great callers in. Many thanks for all the calls. Stand by for great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crute, my friend Earl Ingram, a great show, Earl Ingram. Great evening program, great weekend program. The cherry on the sundae is Pizza Box Mike thinking outside the pizza box. So keep Devil Radio tuned. Matt Flynn Direct signing off. Matt Flynn Direct back same time, same place tomorrow. Here comes the Christmas.